Hey, Rumi. No, I didn't get a job yet. No, I didn't apply for one either. Don't look so mad. I've got another and better deal for you. Do you mind if I sit on your lap? Of course you don't mind. Who would, having a cute girl and just a long t-shirt straddling his lap? No, I'm not wearing a bra. Or any underwear, for that matter. Oh, well, that's just part of my counter offer. Here's my new deal. I get a kind, caring, hardworking man who will support me and my gacha game addiction, letting me live with him rent-free forever. And you get...
to breed me.
You can fuck my pussy raw, no conditions, whatever you want, no matter the time of month. Actually, well,
how about a little extra when I'm ovulating?
Like how I am right now. I'm not on any birth control, and I know you've said you wanted kids before. How many did you say you wanted again? 1, 2, 5, whatever. I'll have as many as you want, darling. I'll be a good little breeder for you and let you dump every single drop of sperm you've got in your balls in my unprotected womb every day. If you want, that is. Why don't you just take a deep breath, okay? That's right. I'm sure you can smell my fertile scent. I'm not wearing any panties right now. And since I'm ovulating, my body's at the peak of its pheromone production. I took the liberty of not bathing for a few days, so the pheromones would really build up. I mean it. Take a deep breath. You know what that smell is. That's the smell of a breedable young female that's only mere inches away from your cock. Get it? Inches? Cock? I'm hilarious, honestly. So you should just fuck me already. Take another deep breath. That's the smell of my pussy crying out for a thick cream pie. And I don't see any other cock in this room. Do you? Ah, looks like the pheromone maxing worked, just like a charm. Your heart is a rock. And since I'm sitting on your lap and already leaking against you, all I have to do is shift my hips and... Feel how hot my pussy is? It's extra wet, too. I'm primed to be bred. I swear I can feel it in my baby maker already. There's an egg in there waiting for you to fertilize it. I felt your dick twitch against my pussy when I said that. What a naughty roommate I have. You're ready to do this for real, aren't you? Ready to breathe this dripping hole? Well, I've got one more thing to do before I sit on it and make you a daddy. I'm gonna take my shirt off, and you are gonna sniff my armpit directly. Go on, sniff it. The best source of my pheromones is my pussy, but I can't very well have you sniff that while you breed me. And I never really wear panties for you to sniff either, so there's nothing that I can shove on your face right now. This is the second best source of my fertile pheromones, and I want to properly shift your body into breeding mode. Your balls need to be as primed as my ovaries are. And I don't want you getting cold feet halfway through and pulling out. So, in 3, 2... Oops. I guess I sat on your full length already and... God damn. Fuck, you're thick. My pussy's been weeping for a rock cock, but I'm still struggling to sit on this fucking thing. Oh, Jesus, I didn't think that far ahead to actually inspect you, but... Oh, that's not gonna stop me, though. If anything, I'll take your length as a goddamn challenge. I'm gonna sheath the whole thing, even if it's a tight fit. That's the full length, deep like that. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, when I first sat on it, there was no way that you were hitting my cervix, but I can feel it now. Really feel it. Your tip, that's gonna spurt all that sperm right against my cervix. Fuck. How could my body possibly resist? Oh my god. Fuck like that. I can even feel your balls against my ass. Oh, grab my hips. Darling, don't be shy with me now, okay? When you are balls deep in a horny need, okay? This is the time to get an ego and please her, okay? I need the extra help with my balance while my armpit's in your face. Good. Oh, he stopped sniffing. Oh, keep going, please. Oh, please, 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 for me. Just because I'm squeezing down on you, that doesn't mean you can go brainless on me just yet, okay? I swear I can feel your heartbeat and your cock through the walls of my pussy. Can you feel how wet I am? Yeah. I'm kind of overflowing down there. Is it leaking on your balls yet? Because something tells me we're about to get really fucking loud with flapping shortly. You're going to be smelling me every time you unzip your pants from now on. You got it, mister. You think I can go back after this? Finally getting your cock. Come on, you knew I was a perverted roommate. Of course I fucking dreamed of your cock. Make sure you have my armpits, honey. It's gonna rewire your brain. You probably already stopped thinking of them as stinky, right? It's just my natural animal scent now, yeah. And you're huffing it, that's right. We're just animals. And animals don't think about condoms or contraceptives or pulling out or consequences, okay? They just throw their hips into their partner like me or grab her and start bucking up into her. Yes! Like that. Like that, yes. Oh my god. Let my pheromones soak into your brain. You're not concerned with anything. You're a stud, okay? And you only care about ramming your bare cock into a fertile hole and unloading in it over and over and over and over again until I'm pregnant. Fuck! Yeah, well, lucky you, because you're going to be a daddy on the first load, I can promise you that. Oh my god, you're breathing harder with all the thrusting you're doing. That panning is so fucking sexy and animalistic, oh my god. You're trying to catch your breath, only to lose it in the moment that you speed up. Fuck! You can't can't deny it anymore. You want to do it, don't you? You want it too so fucking badly. It's good. It's good. It's all good. It means you're breathing in even more of my scent. And you're starting to produce more of your own. It's starting to come through your deodorant. Oh my god, you smell so fucking potent. It's making my pussy clamp down just smelling you. You are for sure gonna knock me up. Okay. I'm trying to hold it together. Let me just pull myself together. Look, I know you're already wanting to bust in me, and I want the same. No, I demand the same. Oh, fuck, can you even think anymore, silly? You're just burying your nose in my armpit and grunting. Fuck. And holding onto my hips like I might escape, but I promise. Fuck, I'm not going anywhere. This is your pussy to breed, your fertile little womb to pack full of your potent seed, and... Oh my god, my insides are so warm, it feels like I have a fucking fever. It's so hot. Oh my god. Just you're thrusting without a care in the world. And you're making so much pre-cum. I can feel it. Oh my god. You're making so much pre-cum. I can feel it even through how wet I am. I elude. Body fluids are mixing like crazy. Your body's doing everything it can to knock me up. And did you know? Did you know that you can get a girl pregnant with pre-cum alone? Yeah. Do you think you might have already gotten me pregnant, yeah? Oh my god, or do you even think at all right now? I hope you don't. I want you brainless. You're not allowed to think about anything else other than plowing my pussy and painting my insides white, breeding me. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. You're gonna do it, darling. Come on. Come in your new maid. Fucking come in my ovulating pussy like the fucking beast that you are. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, it's literally dripping out of me. Oh, holy fuck. It's like a cream pie straight out of hentai. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I gotta clamp my hand over my pussy and forgot band-aids. Can you pass me that pillow to put under my butt? I do not want to waste a single drop of this monster load. Thank you. I see the post-nut clarity setting in, and I'm not about to lose out on my chance to get knocked up. Thanks for the baby, darling. I'll take good care of him or her while you're at work every day. And we can make another anytime you want as well. And plus, maybe you could always, you know, put a band-aid on my pussy to hold it in while you're at work. Then you know I'm completely full. And if I was to take it off, you'd have to correct me by filling me up even more. Oh, it's a win-win for a degenerate like me. Thank you for the cream pie.